vaccine, it'll be here any day. Coming our way in a frozen sleigh at minus 100 degrees. We waited too long to get it wrong. In the new year, we'll be free. So don't go under the mistletoe. Have a healthy holiday. You will get a peaceful, easy feeling when you see that needle going in your arm to keep you from getting COVID-19. Or waiting around for the new vaccine. It'll be here any day. So don't go under the mistletoe. Have a healthy holiday.
Yeah. All
live
the
and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
All the politicians out there telling you to stay away from family, stay away from the kids, stay home this Christmas. I can't wait to see how many people actually follow that directive. This is ridiculous. It's the Monica J Show. Well, actually, no, that's not ridiculous. The stay home is ridiculous. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Hey, today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should the city of Reno be paying for development infrastructure that the developer should be paying for? Sorry, that's my opinion. Yes or no? What do you think? 991FMTalk.com. So, this is just a sweet little thing here coming down the pike. There was a survey of over 1,800 people asking, do you think Chief Justice John Roberts is compromised? Did he go to Epstein Island? 99.2% of people participating out of that 1,800 do not trust Roberts. And they believe, yes, that indeed the John Roberts on the Epstein flight passenger manifest is Supreme Court Justice John Roberts. Bill Barr getting a lot of feedback and fight back now. Did I not see that coming? I guess I don't have a great judge of character. I thought he was better than that. Where are we going? But I hear Jerry laughing in the background. I told you.
No, I that was a.
I told you.
Mm-hmm.
I told you.
It took 6 months, and that's all Trump should have given Sessions. Well, first of all, Sessions should have been fired immediately because one of the very first things he did in early February was to say that he would not prosecute or pursue Lois Lerner, the corrupt IRS official. Nor her replacement, who lied under oath to Congress. That was one of Trump's biggest mistakes, were his attorneys general.
You know, Jerry Evans, the boss man, he's joining us right now. And I have to ask you first off, Jerry, what are you going to do with that $600 that Congress just decided that
I've got plans. Believe me, I've got plans for that $600. And in fact, my accountant has plans for that too, which is to basically return it. And how about that? How about that person, that thing? Forgive me, but that thing known as Nancy Pelosi, who wants to make sure that people know that Donald Trump wants his signature on that check, but that is the people's money. And how about this, you moron? Yes, of course, it's our money, and you're going to give us a pittance back. Thank you very much, you evil, evil person. Boy, if there was a female version of the Grinch in every way, shape, and form, that would be Nancy Pelosi, wouldn't it?
Well, see, I was going to say Hellboy, not the Grinch. Yeah, because it is very interesting. What they don't want you to know is what they passed is actually the Republican version of the stimulus bill that was put out 4 months ago.
Yeah. Well, there's a whole lot of crap in that. There always is. And unfortunately, Donald Trump will sign it. But anyway, hey, I want to do I was driving around last week. And by the way, I was in Carson City And I was the guy driving through downtown Carson City. There were a lot of people out there. I was the guy on, in the white Tundra with the trailer with the used furniture on it, driving through town. I was honking my horn, and people were enjoying it. Or at least they seemed to be. So that was my contribution to this weekend's event. But Ian Bullis last week. Ian Bullis is Kelly Bullis's son, and I wish Douglas County. I know John, and I know some of the commissioners listen to your show regularly. How about it, guys? Get on the stick and do what White Pine County did. I think Eureka County is going to do it as well, and just say, you know, this is garbage. It's crap. Oh, by the way, and I, just to give you an example of how much crap this is, this COVID hoax, I was happy to see some COVID hoax is a media hoax signs out there yesterday driving through Carson City. My dad, who is 88 years old, just had the COVID, the Rona, and survived fine. Again, it affects people in different ways, but I'd certainly be concerned. He didn't tell me about it until he was basically getting over it, and he just said he was very, very tired, didn't have any respiratory issues, anything like that, but 88 years old and is over the Rona.
I think that there are a lot of people in this state, in this county, in Douglas County, in White Pine, that have had it, and they didn't even realize it because they just thought it was the flu or something. And just, who goes to the doctor for the flu anymore?
Exactly. And here's the big scary thing, though, is that so many people bought into this. Conservatives bought into this. Republicans, Democrats, whatever, but conservatives bought into it, and a lot of people have health issues, and yeah, it's more serious for some than others. But here's what happened. Here's the big picture is, first and foremost, in fact, my son, who's going to be practicing medicine up in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho here fairly soon, in February, I think is when he starts, said, since when did we think that the government was our healthcare provider, or that they knew anything about healthcare, or that they knew anything about medicine or sickness or illness or disease, and we would let them dictate to us, essentially go home and have a cup of soup and get in bed. We're in control now. And that's unfortunately what we've given up, is so much control by not only the federal government, but the state government. They took control. Mm-hmm. And we let them.
And you know that in 10 years from now, we're going to be playing commercials that say if you took the COVID-19 vaccine between 2020 and 2021, you may be entitled to compensation.
Yeah, call our offices, blah, 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 and blob. Crazy. Who knows? Maybe it's good. Who knows? I had a kind of a bad, really humorous, to myself anyway, which is pretty much what I'm doing these days, is humoring myself, is the reason why this new vaccine doesn't have to be kept at 90 degrees or minus 90 or below is that the new one has a little bit of antifreeze in it. And I have no idea if it does or not. But anyway, that's what I do, is I wander around and just think these thoughts and entertain
myself. I'd be more afraid of the mercury and all the other toxins that are in it.
Hey, well, I don't know if there is or not, and I'm not going to take it. I'm blessed with a very good immune system. I think I got this on a cruise in Alaska last summer. You go on a cruise, it's like traveling every third world country in the world. A lot of Asian people on that ship. I got really, really sick. I think I might have gotten it then, but I don't know. Don't care. All I know is I was sick for a couple of days.
That's the thing, Jerry. You're not going to get it. You're a healthy individual. But if they put it in as mandatory, then, well, you're not going on a cruise again. You're not going to be able to do any travel. The travel industry is going to be killed, because I know a lot of people who are not going to take the vaccination. But if it's mandatory, if employers make it mandatory, if travel, makes it mandatory, even though the military doesn't have to take it.
And what about insurance companies, too?
If
your rates are going to go up by X amount of dollars unless you get the vaccine. Again, more control. Thank you. federal and state government. Hey, just a couple of quick things. First of all, don't anybody go away after the next break. There's going to be some static, some silence for about 10 or 15 seconds. We're switching over to a new audio processor. And then between now and the first of the year, KKFT will be broadcast in HD. And what that simply means is that not only will you be able to hear the radio station, it's kind of like, if I can give you an analogy, it's kind of like the first time you switch from a cassette tape to a CD. That's how the radio station will sound. And then you can also hear Cowboy Country if you click over once to HD2. So that's, we're in the process of doing that. It's been taking a couple of weeks or so, and we're going to switch over to a new audio processor, as I said. So don't go away. There'll be about 10 or 15 seconds of silence.
When they switched over to HDTV, all of those people on TV looked horrible. Am I going to sound different?
No, it's the reverse effect.
Oh, I'm going to sound even better?
Exactly.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, there'll actually be a picture of each show host on your little TV or whatever screen in your automobile. So
I'm choosing that picture.
Just a couple of quick things, too. And I know everybody is so frustrated. I know a couple of friends that switched off of Fox and everything. And I won't go into great detail. But the one thing that I will assure you, I ride them until they get sick of me and stop returning emails or phone calls. I continue to, it's so frustrating for me to hear this, as I am sure that it is for you as well. When you hear overturn the election results, and unfortunately those are the journalism majors that we brought up through the college system over the last 20, 30, 40 years. Mm-hmm. It is an attempt to have a clean, legal election and get the results of that, not overturn fraudulent election results. It's frustrating. I fight the battle. I know I'll never win, but I continue to fight that battle for you, just so you know that. It's very frustrating. But when you hear just about anybody, radio, TV reporter, they're reading from an AP, Associated Press, or New York Times, or whatever journalism story.
Communist newspapers. Propaganda.
Yep, basically that's it. We used to call in Bangor, Maine. We used to call the Bangor Daily News the Pravda on the Penobscot. That's essentially what it was. But anyway, hey, I want to wish everybody, I may be back between now and Christmas, but Merry Christmas if I don't. To everybody listening, and thank you very much for what you do, which is keep us in business by going out to our advertisers. But the star in the sky tonight, we'll have a clear sky, and we'll hopefully see the Christmas star.
This is a big deal.
Yeah. It only happens rarely, probably the last time in my lifetime. So a couple of hours tonight after dark.
2 hours after dark.
Yeah, 2 hours after dark, maybe about 7:30. Go out and look up in the sky, and that's the Christmas star. And just to leave you on a sour note, since it is Christmas, how about that, Mitt Romney?
Oh.
Now, here's again, I always say these things in advance. I hope I'm wrong and have to apologize. But here's what I think is already happening, is I think the mainstream media is already preparing you and grooming him to be the Republican nominee for president in 2024. They're going to, just like with John McCain, they're going to love to go to Mitt Romney as if he's the spokesperson for the Republican Party. And by the way, he probably has more in common with the Republican Party than I do. I'm a conservative. But I just see that happening already, where he is going to be groomed and built up as if he is the person that should be the Republican nominee for president in 2024. And how about a guy lecturing us or lecturing President Trump on character? Wasn't there somebody named Pierre Delecto?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, yeah, Mitt Romney, Pierre Delecto. There you go, folks. And with that, I will bid you adieu.
I bid you adieu as well. And
that's French, by the way.
Merry Christmas to you and your entire family, Jerry. Thank you so much for everything that you do for this community. And it's always behind the scenes. You need a lot more credit for what you're doing.
Oh, thank you. And back at you.
Helping expose the truth, you know, even if you do just drive around with trailer fulls of used furniture.
Used furniture, yeah.
I'm out there speaking. I'm out there losing my voice, but you're driving around with furniture. So, okay.
Yeah,
Jerry Evans, Evans Broadcast Company, thank you so much. All right, we'll be back with more of your calls, 884-9910. Talk and text is open. And a chance for you to win 10 Crows Barbecue from South Lake Tahoe. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Babies are a lot of work. I try and pitch in. I do diapers. I mean, I don't change them, but I go, you got to do this diaper. We have three other kids, too, a 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 2-year-old. I should probably learn their names. 4 kids. Bedtime is a crisis. They act like they've never been to sleep before. Bed? What's that? No, I don't want to do that. Then it becomes some hostage negotiation, but in reverse. Look, if you stay in there, I will give you whatever you want. I will meet your demands. What do you want, a helicopter to Cuba? Anything. Just stay in there. There's always one awake. Like they're taking shifts. All right, I'll annoy him from midnight to 2. Who wants 3 to 6? Now let's lie down and practice kicking them in our sleep. Because my wife has instituted this open door policy where if one of our kids has a nightmare, they're welcome to come in our room and pee in our bed. Luckily, that only happens every night.
Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Love it. Feliz Navidad. We wish you a Merry Christmas. A very, very Merry Christmas. It's Friday. Do you believe it? Just 4 days away. Oh, love it. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And let's go back to the talk and text lines. We've had Scott waiting on the line for quite a bit. So, Scott, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just want one, wish you a Merry Christmas, but also I've been listening to your channel. I just stumbled across it. And about the only thing factual you people have mentioned is the sky, the stars in the sky. Other than that, you're spreading propaganda. You mentioned the other
be
media
specific
propaganda, but well,
be specific.
About the
what
virus? The virus. I recommend the Evans. Everybody at the Evans Broadcasting, take a walk through an ICU, and take a look at the people dying from this virus. And the majority of these folks are saying, "Gee, I wish I would have took it more seriously." You're spreading lies. And
Scott, I have video
vaccination.
Scott, I have video.
I know.
Hey,
I personally have 2 family members that were nurses, and this is in Northern Nevada, that when this came out, they said, you know what? This is a hoax. Like the president said, this is, no, we'll have this taken care of. Oddly enough, he didn't take care of it. And then oddly enough, these nurses, one has it right now, and her fiance has it. I wish them the best of health, but they can't see their family on Christmas. You're encouraging
that is that is their choice, Scott. That is their choice. They are not going to shut up. If you don't let me respond, then you're not going to be on this program. You don't just stand there and talk and talk and talk. We have the numbers, Scott, from the CDC that shows that this is not a pandemic. This is just extent. Shut up, Scott. I'm trying to tell you. Let me say, You keep interrupting me. That's what you're doing. We have the numbers. We have the information from the Pfizer executives who say that this vaccine is going to cause infertility in women. We have the Pfizer CEO who's not even going to take it. On and on. I have nurses. I have doctors here as well that say that the beds are not filled with COVID patients. They are filled with patients who have cancer, who have heart attacks, who have all kinds of other diseases. And if your family and friends are not going to see family members for Christmas, that is their own choice. Because everybody is basically going to have COVID. The tests are wrong. They're oversensitive. You are the one that is spreading this propaganda. If this were truly what they are saying, we would have body bags stacked in the streets, but we don't. People aren't allowed to see families because hospitals and medical facilities are putting into place restrictions from people actually going in. That is an administrative choice. That is a personal choice that is being put on others. So, Scott, you're full of crap. We'll be back after this Fox News update. Keep calling, Scott. We'll bring you back. But you got to wait 6 minutes. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. Licks and blitz and all, here's a reindeer pulling on a rein. Bells are ringing, children sing it all as merry. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here on the Monica Jay Show, and what a day it is, and what a night it's going to be tonight. We've got the Christmas star, Saturn, and was it Saturn and Jupiter that are kind of getting a little close together, going to make that star for us? Oh, it's going to be incredible. 2 hours after sundown, it's going to be the best viewing for it. So I'm saying 7 o'clock. Put it on your watches. Set a time for it. So according to new data, the U.S. currently ranks first in total COVID-19 cases, new cases per day, and deaths. Genevieve Brand, the assistant program director of the Applied Economics Master's Degree Program, critically analyzed the effect of COVID-19 on the United States deaths using data from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention in her webinar titled COVID-19 Deaths. From mid-March to mid-September, U.S. total deaths reached 1.7 million, of which 200,000 or 12% of total deaths are COVID-19 related. Instead of looking directly at COVID-19 deaths, she focused on total deaths per age group and per cause of death in the U.S. and used this information to shed light on the effects of COVID-19. She explained that the significance of COVID-19 on the U.S. deaths can be fully understood only through comparison to the number of total deaths in the United States. People dying from COVID are different things. People dying from COVID for the United States is just over 10,000 people. Huh. Where did I get this? From the John Hopkins newsletter. John Hopkins. He keeps hanging up, but he's back. Let's go back to the lines and check in with Scott this morning, who thinks that all we put out is propaganda and we're killing people. Scott, thank you for coming back to the show. Again, if you talk over me, you will be cut off. Scott, speak your piece. Well, okay, he just hung up again. He doesn't have anything to back up the scientists, the actual epidemiologists, the people who are actually working to even give you the information that this virus out there is no worse than a bad flu when it comes to death. And when it comes to what you get from it, it's no worse than a bad cold. Scott, do you want to be on the show or not? You keep hanging up.
No, there you go. You're spreading bad information. Never hung up. The phone was dropped.
Oh, John Hopkins. What, you mean you hanging up or what?
Yes, that and everything else you're spewing out.
John Hopkins University, the ones that put all this stuff together, that's bad information that the doctors use?
You're putting out bad information. What about the bad good information that Stanford and other universities are saying you should take the virus? And why would these
medical professionals vaccine?
Absolutely. And you're saying this is an epidemic, where personally I know three nurses in northern Nevada that have said every patient they've taken care of has died of this. And you're not taking it seriously.
And what did they tell you that they come in for, Scott? Did they come in with a heart attack? Did they come in with gunshot wounds?
Nope. They're coming in for COVID.
Well, then they're lying to you, Scott.
I really believe my nieces are a lion and a good friend of mine that I served on an ambulance with.
Well, then have them call in.
You know,
because I'm getting
taking care of people like you that don't believe this is a real issue here.
No, because I had it and I didn't go to the hospital.
Well, you're very fortunate. And I do know people that have had it and didn't go to the hospital, but a vast majority of people with compromised immune systems.
Not the vast majority.
Yes. And I'm going to let you go because there's no taking this, but it's very sad that you and others are spreading this propaganda. You believe the facts that you want to portray. And
let me ask you a question, Scott.
Is our military, do you respect our military, Monica? I bet you do.
You mean our military that do not have to take the vaccine? Yes, I respect them.
Nobody has to take the vaccination, but I'm saying they should. For example, people take a vaccination.
The Moderna vaccine that the FDA report just listed 13 deaths from the vaccine trials?
Hey, you know what? There's people that have reactions to every vaccination out there that have saved people, polio, things like that. People have reactions.
Polio's vaccine was actually researched for decades before it became a regular thing. And if you look at the statistics now,
you brought up
polio. If you look at the polio deaths now from people getting the polio vaccine, it has increased every single year since they started making those polio vaccines widely available. But see, you wouldn't know that because you don't look at news from Africa and from underdeveloped countries that these vaccines are literally forced upon. So, Scott, I hate to tell you this, but you are the one that is misinformed. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Vance this morning. Hi, Vance. What's on your mind?
Scott. People like him, people like you, Scott, if you're still listening, you need to do research and you need to take a look at every single angle, good, bad, otherwise. All right? My personal experience, my wife passed away in April from pneumonia. How long have we been battling pneumonia? And we know it was pneumonia, a complication from pneumonia, because she was in the hospital twice. That renowned, she was tested twice for COVID, twice turned up negative. And then my stepson, You talk about nurses in the family. My stepson, registered nurse, works in a clinic with patients, close proximity. He was taking all the precautions in the world. And yet, he tested positive for COVID when he started showing cold symptoms, and he went home for 2 weeks. He said to me that it was nothing more than a bad cold or a mild case of the flu. Okay? And as for Monica saying about the body bags, if this were a problem, that is no joke. Okay? You take a look at the Hong Kong flu. There weren't any bodies there. We had something like 208 million population in the U.S. And was it 115,000 direct deaths from the Hong Kong flu? How about the Spanish flu? How about the Black Plague? When you start seeing numbers like that.
It's interesting to look into more of the Spanish flu, Vance, because the more I'm finding out, because they used that as a mask, you know, initiative that, hey, they wore masks during the Spanish flu. They also say that 85% more people died in the Spanish flu because of those masks.
Correct. You're taking in back the you're breathing back in the toxins. All right. As for how effective the masks are. All right. We use the analogy. I use chicken wire or hurricane fence, otherwise known as chain link wire. All right. And the COVID, all of the coronaviruses are smaller than the finest weave that we have in any of the filters that we can manufacture. And that includes cloth.
You know,
don't
Vance,
take a rocket scientist, Scott, and I'm no rocket scientist.
What I can't understand is how people can't, they listen to Governor Sisolak. They listen to Dr. Fauci. They listen to Dr. Birx. They listen to all these warnings. And then you know what? Every single one of these people turn around and do the opposite. I have pictures like you wouldn't believe of Sisolak's staff going outside and smoking, no masks, right next to each other, hanging out. Sisolak having a Halloween party, no masks required, close contact. You know, it's just a bunch of BS. Another thing to draw a wedge between us.
Can I put a capper on with regards to Vicky? All right. She died alone. Scott, you listen to this. She died alone because of the policies that Sisolak put into place based on this damn doctor by the name of Fauci. She died alone.
Yep. And that and knowing Vicky, that brings tears to my eyes every time you say that.
Well, Vance, I almost broke down again last night. So, yeah. I'll see you guys later.
Thank you, Vance. Hospitals don't want to be sued. They want to get their money from the CARES Act. That's what it's all about. Money. It's not about your health. Fauci, Gates, all these people have stock in all of these different pharmaceutical companies. They have the patents to the vaccines. If you're going to be that ignorant, Scott, and not do your research and just listen to a couple of nurses who have had to treat people, you need to start looking at the big picture. Ken joins us right now from Fallon. Thank you, Ken, for calling in.
Good morning, Monica, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
As far as Scott is concerned, I have a friend in California who has, what little bit of Scott I heard, pretty much the same attitude. And what the argument they keep coming back, because I keep saying it's not that bad, and she takes me as saying there's no such thing as the virus. I said, no, there
exactly.
is a virus. But it's not that bad. And she goes, well, I know so-and-so who said the same thing, and then they got it, and they got it, and they got it. But who died from it? It's not who got it. Who died from it? And then, oh, well, I had a neighbor. yeah, she was 83 and an asthmatic, you know, or, you know, he was 79 and had high blood pressure. He was obese and diabetic, you know. So the COVID is bad for a very small part of the population, but the vast majority of us are going to kick it off like a bad cold or a minor flu. And I have one other thing that I asked my friend the other night. We've been given Newsom the first in California a hard time for being hypocritical when he went to the French Laundry. Who, a hypocritical politician? Who would have ever thought of that chance?
Exactly.
But what they don't talk about is a lot of people in attendance at that dinner, shoulder to shoulder, no masks, indoors, were high-ranking California health officials. Well, Dr. Birx just got caught not following her own directives. If all of these high-ranking health experts don't take the precautions or aren't afraid of catching the virus, how bad can it really be?
Exactly.
There's only two different answers to that. These health experts are morons and putting themselves at risk, or they're lying to us and it's not that bad.
Ken, how many people do you think died because hydroxychloroquine was not administered after Trump said something? Because even the pharmaceutical companies are coming out now very quietly and saying, yes, hydroxychloroquine works as a cure. And
it's been safe for 60 years.
And hundreds of thousands of people were denied access to it.
Correct. And the drug, and I'm sorry, I'm pulling a brain hemorrhage here, and I cannot remember the name of the drug that they replaced the hydroxychloroquine with.
Ivermectin?
No, there was another one. And I can't pull the name up. But anyway,
well,
the
now they're saying high dose vitamin C treatment and high dose vitamin D treatment is even curing it.
All you got to do is boost up your immune system a little bit, just like any other virus that's out there. But my personal doctor has been, well, he just retired, but he has been prescribing hydroxychloroquine for various reasons for the last 30 years. And I have a personal friend who's been on hydroxychloroquine for over 20 years. He takes a low dose, but he takes it every day. It's not the danger that because Trump mentioned it, all of a sudden it is the global poison that they made it out to be.
Yep.
And the drug that replaced it, the patent for that drug is held by an American company, but the American company is owned by the Chinese. And one of the higher ups on the board of directors for that company is Dr. Fauci's wife.
Yep. You have to follow the money, Ken. It's the only way it makes sense and comes to reality. Ken, I got to let you go. I could talk to you about this for hours, but we got to wrap up the program. Ken, thank you so much for calling in and giving your examples as well. Everybody has examples. My father died in August. You know, we all have something that we can add to the conversation. But when you just end the conversation, when you say that you're spreading bad information, it's propaganda, then you're not adding to it. I feel bad for people who have wound up in the hospital because they have it so bad that, you know, they have to go in. But the hospitals are not overrun. They're not. Yeah, Scott, let's take a trip through the ICUs because they're not filled with people dying strictly from COVID. We'll be back to wrap up the show right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Old toy trains, little toy tracks, little boy toys coming from a sack carried by
That's
a
it.
Man.
It's a week of Christmas. Christmas this little Friday. When we're supposed to be loving each other and living in joy, but no, we're living in shutdown and divided. Because that's what they ultimately want. Well, because of Scott and his ignorance and fear-mongering, we didn't get to give away our gift certificate to 10 Crows Barbecue, so we will be back to that tomorrow. We'll have an extra one. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should the city of Reno issue bonds to pay for new developments infrastructure like Stonegate? So far, 90% are saying no. Well, you better get a hold of the Reno City Council if you don't want to be taxed and be put on the bill for this, because more than likely, the way they've been working, it's going to happen. One way or another, it's all coming out of your pocket. I love you. Have a great day.